Israeli officials say Palestinian violence has declined since a ceasefire was announced over the weekend by Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. But scattered incidents continue. So far, there's been no Israeli retaliation for Friday's suicide bombing in Tel Aviv that left 21 people dead, including the bomber. Israeli officials issued a warning that all violence must end. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Early today, a roadside bomb exploded near an industrial park in the northern West Bank, slightly injuring one person. And overnight, two mortar rounds were fired at a Jewish settlement in Gaza. Speaking on Israel Radio, Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said Israel has a list of what Arafat must tell all Palestinian organizations.
To tell them one clear-cut order, stop fire. To call upon his radio and his TV to cool down. And the most important thing is to go along with what he have declared and to see whether he is serious, yes or not.
All of the Palestinian factions, including the radical Hamas and Islamic Jihad, held a meeting yesterday to discuss Arafat's call for a ceasefire. Afterwards, they said the Intifada, the Palestinian name for the 8-month-old uprising, would continue. In a separate statement, the military wing of Hamas claimed responsibility for the suicide bombing and said the 22-year-old bomber was Hassan Hussein Hotari from the West Bank town of Qalqilya. Hamas called the bomber a hero. The international community has become involved in trying to enforce a ceasefire. Visiting German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer has held two meetings with Arafat and told him the time to end violence is now. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, who canceled a planned trip to Costa Rica after the suicide bombing, has telephoned both Arafat and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon several times over the weekend. And Israel Radio reports that CIA Director George Tenet will arrive in Israel today to try to restart Israeli-Palestinian security cooperation. Dan Meridor, the head of the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee in Israel, says beyond a ceasefire, Arafat must also re-arrest dozens of Muslim militants.
Arafat had in jail, I think, over 100 people of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Some of them convicted murders. Many of them were involved in terrorism, and they are experts in this sort of terror activity, including the bombs that we just saw 2 days ago. And they are very active in the resumption of terror activity. They should be put back in jail. That he can do it was proven by the fact that he did it in the past.
Palestinian officials say this will be almost impossible for Arafat to do now. Palestinian Planning Minister Nabil Shaath says there was a similar wave of bombings in 1996. But then, he said, Israel continued with the peace process and even withdrew from more Palestinian land. This time, Shaath says, Prime Minister Sharon has made life almost unbearable for Palestinians, sealing off the West Bank and Gaza from Israel, closing all international border crossings, and even cutting off fuel supplies to the West Bank and Gaza. A Palestinian poll released today found 76% of the public support suicide bombings. Shaath says Sharon must give Palestinians an incentive for the public to turn against the suicide bombers.
There has to be an Israeli political commitment and political steps on the ground to show the hope, this light at the end of the tunnel that Arafat can use to mobilize all his people on the street level to stop all extremist militant action against Israel.
But Israel is in no mood to make concessions. Prime Minister Sharon is under domestic pressure to retaliate for the bombing. On a visit to the injured yesterday, he said that restraint is part of strength. But Israeli officials say that if Arafat does not impose a real ceasefire and rearrest Muslim militants, Israel will strike back. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.